that come when they are very young, that are brought in from Zimbabwe, maybe they are a year old, 4 or 5 years, they are young and they can quickly adjust to the American culture. But what happens is they grow up, they spend most of their time at school being assimilated into the American culture. When they come home, the parents want to treat them or teach them the Zimbabwean culture. So they get conflicted as to which culture they should actually learn, because the parents keep pushing that you are Zimbabwean, you don't belong here, you need to preserve your culture, you need to know your culture. But most of the time they spend it with Americans, not with their parents at school or at play. So in the end, some of the children kind of get confused. They begin to act out in terms of behavior. They get into drugs. They get into behavior that is not acceptable legally, and they get into trouble with the law.
And as a parent, how do you actually handle such situations?
Each area in this country, we have Zimbabwean groups, social groups. We, as Zimbabweans, whenever we meet, whenever we are staying close to each other, we have these social groups where we meet once in a while to celebrate birthdays, to celebrate whatever situation that we need to celebrate. And so I would take my children to mingle with Zimbabweans so they can learn our languages, whether it's in Ndebele, whether it's Shona. They can see how we as Zimbabweans alone kind of interact with one another. What is acceptable behavior amongst ourselves as Zimbabweans? And then when we get home, I try to kind of have an open discussion with them to see where they're having issues or where they're having trouble to adjust, whether to as an American or as a Zimbabwean. So that open discussion, they have questions as to their identity, they have questions as to whether we ever going to go back to Zimbabwe and so forth. So it opens up for me to know what they're thinking, what is conflicting them in their minds, and how to help them to settle well.
So the other issue is on language. In most cases, they have to adjust to the American system, you know. So now, how do they adjust in terms of language? Is it difficult?
It depends on the parents. Some parents are very strict. Whilst they appreciate their children learning the American language, English language, they also expect their children to speak their native language, which is either Shona or Ndebele. So with such parents, I've seen kids who can speak both Shona and Ndebele plus English. And then the other parents who really don't care. They just want their children to speak English, even at home. The language of communication is English. So they never know Ndebele or they never know Shona. They can know a little bit, just to greet, and that's it. So it depends on the parent, the parenting style.